Obviously, the press also talks about bad pairs, central risk, etc. Here are some examples of the headlines of national newspapers. Debt is growing, and it is difficult to access credit. The indifference of banks favors usury. New default rules. Changes are needed. It is therefore evident that even the financial world today is totally in disarray, totally in crisis. With NDE, or digital guarantee at the click of a button, credit institutions, suppliers, companies, and private individuals themselves will no longer need to focus their attention on the subjects with whom they interface, but will instead be able to shift their attention to the object. Let's not forget that digital guarantees are not only and exclusively used to obtain bank credits, but also to regulate and guarantee the relationship between individuals and companies, and companies, and why not, between companies and public and governmental bodies. Every year in the world there are exchanges and commercial agreements for hundreds of billions with payments often exceptionally long, even over a year. And this generates, even more so in the current crisis, even more uncertainty and fear of not being paid, so most companies do not want to take the risk of contracting certain works and contracts exposing themselves beyond their possibilities. This generates a total crisis of the system and a vicious circle from which it becomes extremely difficult to exit. The shift that NDE can propose is just focused on removing the control of the physical or legal person to analyze exclusively the object of the negotiation thanks to the digital rating. And the object that NDE analyses and that is at the basis of the digital rating is, and will be, the World Crew Security Token, alternatively the Crew Token. Once verified, the digital rating, generated mainly according to the number of tokens owned, whether they are already unlocked or still locked, we can create in the blockchain of the smart contracts through the tool called staking, which allows those who activate it to receive a monthly interest by binding their tokens for a certain time. The smart contract provides for a third party as beneficiary of those tokens put in staking, in case the debtor does not comply with its contractual obligations. This beneficiary may be a private individual or a company, or a credit institution or a government agency. A smart contract in blockchain therefore offers countless advantages, including truly short times, both for the verification and control phase of the rating, and for the issuance of the contract and the related digital guarantees. Moreover, if the interested party has a sufficient digital rating, the answer can only be positive. If you have the tokens and the digital rating certified through blockchain, in a few clicks and in a few minutes, we can get all the guarantees we need. The only possible cases of negative response will depend exclusively on an insufficient number of tokens for a certain operation or commercial agreement, or on a too high financial exposure, namely already used for other digital guarantees many tokens among those available. In such a case, the only solution is to increase the number of total tokens by buying more in the free market to improve one's digital rating. This is briefly the reason why NDE was born, and how the digital guarantee tool works. But in order for all this to work perfectly and for the various intermediate steps to be smooth and also respect the rules of operation of the tokens, regulated in their issuance and operation by the Everich ecosystem, we must necessarily create new professional figures, which we will now begin to analyze.